someone says your name and you say, hey, guy. hey, big guy. Anyway, something very important happens today. I mean, it happened this day last year. I was just unaware of it. And that is that two adorable little boys were born on this day. I'm not talking about Adam because he already like wished himself a happy birthday. I'm talking about the much more important birthdays that happen on this day. And I didn't hear it announced on Big Fatty Online this morning, so I'm very upset about this. But Ian and Barley are two adopted cats. They are 2 years old today. They are now legally able to drink, I think. I think they can drink, vote, and drive. I think that those are the three things that two-year-old cats get to do.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Hey, big guy. Trademark, Daniel Brewer.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4833 of BFO for two, I say Tuesday, the 18th of August, 2026. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all are going to start telling you about the weekend. Big Fatty. Hello, celebrators. Yes, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you celebrators today for a somewhat of a odd reason. But y'all, it was, I believe it was two years ago, y'all, that Archer passed away. And, you know, we continue here at the BFO, the little show, to celebrate him and his life and his contributions to the little shows out there. And y'all, he will always end up on Big Fatty's opening. Big Fatty, please, even in death. Yes, but he's gone, but y'all, not forgotten, and like I say, lives on. Y'all, this is just like when it's time for Big Fatty to go to glory, y'all, just celebrate. Big Fatty, there's no doubt everybody will be celebrating when you go to glory. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Oh, yes.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Today, the 18th of August, y'all, we have not one, but two, I say, chew, celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, it should be no surprise, as you were reminded of them at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, they are the kitty cats of Zach and that Daniel Biba down there in the Flow Rider. Y'all, I had Ian and Barley and Cricket Hat having celebrations on the same day, but I was incorrect, so we've corrected it this year. And y'all, I don't know why, but it seems to me like I saw something that Daniel and Zach had. Had a new kitty cat also. I don't hold me to that. Big Fatty, what can we hold you to? Well, a special chaya? Well, okay. But, y'all, Big Fatty, you can never forget the celebrations of the kitty cats. Well, excuse me. I will try. I am aiming to do better. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, aim higher. So, y'all, if you see that Daniel Biba or Zach on the social medias, tell them to wish Barley and Ian a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they get a big old can of nip. Not the nip, cat nip. Oh, well, that's very different, isn't it?
Happy birthday, happy birthday.
time for Big Fatty to open up that old e-letter bag from folks that sent him messages to Ruined at Big Fatty Online. So let's go to Big Fatty and his e-letter opener. So y'all, several people have posted over there at the BFO or have sent me e-letters or what do you call those, testimoniums. Y'all, I got, what did I get? Yes. Oh, y'all, that John in Vermont, he sent me an e-letter saying he was getting ready to go back out to Lost Wages for the fourth and final time. He was going to see if his streak of not gambling remains intact, but he was going to go see that Rod Stewart. But you know, he's gotten the vapors. So the concert was canceled. But y'all, he's going to go see the Wicked Witch out there at the Sphere, and he says he's not a big fan of that movie, but he just wanted the experience. So, John, hopefully it was a good experience for you, and maybe you'll call in or write back. Y'all, you know, I wish my straight boyfriend who used to live in Oregon a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal last for right. Dude, y'all, that's Phil, and Phil is I sent him an e-letter saying I hope you're doing well, and he's kind of fallen off the face of the earth. He's been going through some surgery and things like that, but anyway, he says he is on the mend, and he says, and I'm gonna quote here: "I have every intention of getting regular with you again." And then he follows it up with, now don't take that the wrong way, Big Fatty, poor Big Fatty, it's true. But Phil, glad that you're out there and on the mend, and let's just see, who else do we have here? Y'all, Miss Beaver, you know, Miss Beaver sent me that Dignity mug. Did you go over and look at the picture? Did you go look at the picture at noon today? Well, y'all, then she posted after she had listened to the new show. She says, "I thought that this would come in handy the next time you want to have a sip of green tea while balancing on the special chair." Well, you know, y'all, you can never be... You can never be too careful while you're balancing on the special chair, Big Fatty. Since when have you ever lost your balance on it? Well, I haven't. But anyway, and y'all, then I had some testimoniums also. Let me just go over here and see if I can find those real quick. You know, I had predicted that Tommy and Gay Country West, not spelled C-U-N-T, would stay over on Saturday night. And y'all, West said, "Oh, you were almost right. We stayed until about 2 a.m. in the morning, and then we headed on home." Y'all, I can't imagine. Can't imagine getting on the road at 2 a.m. in the morning. Big Fatty, it's because you're in a coma. It's true. But y'all, I don't know that I mentioned this, but y'all, a couple of weeks ago, I got a testimonium from that blind guy, Jay. Y'all, he's getting ready to go on a cruise of a lifetime. And y'all, he fell and broke his, what did he break? He broke his femur. Is that what it was? he broke the FEMA, and y'all, he's had a rod put into his leg, and his husband, Martin, came, he was in the Fort Leatherdale, and Martin came out with him, and he was in El Hospitalo for about a week, but he's back home now, and y'all, he's getting used to being like the old gal down there in Walnut Hills. He's using a walker, and he's hoping to start physical therapy soon, Big Fatty. So we're sending good wishes to Blind Guy Jay. And y'all, then I hadn't heard from DJ Ron. You know, I was expecting him at the Hot Dog Down the Hallway weekend, and he and Gary with two R's did not make it. So I said, well, what happened? Y'all, he had a friend who Ron and Gary cut their summer vacation short because they had a friend that was in hospice and wasn't going to be around much longer. And y'all, the friend passed away on Sunday, and so it's good that DJ Ron and Gary with two R's were able to spend some time with him. So sending them good thoughts as well. Big Fatty, can you finally get around to talking about the weekend? I can. Y'all, I pre-recorded I always pre-record the day before, but y'all, after I had recorded the Thursday little show of last week, I pre-recorded the Friday little show, and y'all, after I had recorded both of those on Wednesday night, this happened.
Mystery Date, are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late, it would open the door for your mystery day.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery day.
Yes, I know, squeaky gentleman caller. It was my my muscly gentleman caller. I hadn't seen him in quite a while, but gentleman caller with longevity that just reemerged here in the past year or two. Y'all, he stopped by, and y'all, it was lovely. It was just lovely. It was a way to kind of kick off the weekend. Y'all, it was kicked. And y'all got up on Thursday morning, packed my valise, had a little brufkas, read the paper, had McCaffrey, loaded up Earl Grey, and I was off. I was off to go pick up Granny, picked him up at the Durwood and Granny villa, and then we were off. We were off to the Madrumblings and Ingumlix for the Hot Dog Down a Hallway weekend, and y'all, we got over there and got settled and ran into some friends that we hadn't seen. You know, Bill and Jay were over there, and we ran into some other folks that are there each year for the Hot Dog Down the Hallway weekend. And y'all, did you see the book that Bill and Jay got me? Y'all, it's lovely. Just lovely. I've been flipping through it. Big Freddy, you're vulgar. Y'all, we headed over to the Capri Lounge, and it was this. Y'all, we arrived at the Capri Lounge, and y'all, we were both taken aback because the sugar hooker was not there. Y'all, he took the weekend off. How dare he? Big Fatty, he heard Granny was coming. Well, that kind of is what I thought, too, but the sugar hooker was not there. But y'all, Chris was there, and so we went in together, and y'all just had a nice time. Sat with different folks that we have known, and Granny and I were taking bets. We were not on that cashy or whatever it's called, the online betting. There were no bets for this, but we were betting as to whether Durwood would come over on Thursday evening or come over on Friday. And y'all, it's a good thing he didn't come Thursday because the sugar hooker wasn't there to make his favorite, what do you call it? The hot jalapeno margarita. So anyway, y'all, after we had a couple of drinks and all, Granny and I headed on back, and Granny got him a, what did he get to eat? He got a, he got a Philly cheesesteak sandwich from the cafe. I wasn't really hungry. We had stopped at the McDonald's on the way over around lunchtime. Y'all, I just wasn't hungry. And so we watched the Big Brother on Thursday night and was happy to see Chuck and his cowboy hat head out the door. Y'all, we got up for right. We got up for right morning, and y'all, we headed over to the Sunrise Cafe, as is the norm. Y'all had to take the customary picture and send it to Rick up there in Redding, Pennsylvania. Y'all came back and just kind of relaxed. Y'all, Big Fatty even got into the old cement pond. And then we were all just kind of relaxing and everything and took a little nap. And y'all, all of a sudden, Granny came over to my room and, this happened.
Transmitting EKG. We're sending you a script. Vitals to follow.
Y'all, before I tell you what happened, I meant to mention earlier that Miss Bacon, her knee was bothering her, and so she went to the doctor, and y'all, she's torn her ACL. Oh, yes, Big Fat. American something language. ACL. Isn't that it? No, that's not it. But anyway, Miss Bacon, look forward to you having a full recovery. But y'all, getting back to what happened. Oh, Big Fatty, you're running out of time. Oh, no! See, Big Fatty, it's a cliffhanger. Oh, yes. How is my good friend Cliffhanger? He's from the upstate hangers, isn't he? Yes. Y'all just have to come back tomorrow to find out what happened. Anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Do something nice for somebody today in Archer's memory. You know, he was a good guy, and good guys deserve good things. So do something nice for Archer today. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that Daniel Bieber, you know, he's filling in over there at the Geeky Gay. And Daniel, anything you want to say to Big Fatty?
Hey, big guy. Trademark. Daniel Brewer.
Oh, you don't have to say trademark. I don't think anybody's going to be walking around saying, hey, big guy.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.